Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my conscious friends, and welcome to Dr. Sarah, Let's Talk About It, Blog Talk Radio Show. And I'm your host, Dr. Sarah Brodsky. So, tonight is a continuation on a discussion about bodies and being present with your body. Now, last episode, we really explored all of the possibilities in terms of doing healing with bodies, different modalities that you can use as a way to be clearing out heavy things from the body, very much like health related, like Reiki and yoga. Now, tonight, my guest and I will be focusing on the presence of being in your body, being present in your body, and what that may be for you. And really getting clear of all of the energies that you may be carrying that aren't serving you and your body. We will be looking at the past, everywhere you've carried heavy past energy, as well as anticipated stressors in the future that your body may actually be picking up on. You may not even know it. Been you limited from being fully present and being living in your life in a way that you would like? Because this is all about being you and staying true to you and living life fully. And one of my favorite awarenesses around that is Gary Douglas, who's the founder of Access Consciousness, says, the purpose of life is to have fun. Now, I am totally on board with that. And we require a body to be here in this reality in order to have fun. So how does it get any better than that? So again, today we are going to aim to get clear and look to clear all the limitations that are keeping you from being fully in your body. Anywhere that's cutting you off from generating and creating something greater, something that you would like to actualize into this existence. You know, we need to get clear on what that is. In other shows, we've have talked about what actualizing, what you would like to actualize into your life. But it's always good to be aware of it because it can change, you know, even every 10 seconds for that matter. So really getting clear on what it is that you would like to actualize. So what have you been unwilling to clear from your body? Now, this is a question I asked last time. And here are some things. Have you been willing to clear the pain, heaviness, even PTSD from your body, limited mobility, illness? What would you like to clear? What has precluded you from clearing it? What capacity are you denying you that would allow you to clear your body with total ease and be present with it in a way you've never been before? And what else is possible with that? And what would you like to generate and create now instead? So we are going to do that guided exercise that I've been encouraging you to do each week. So we're going to do that now. And if you are in a place where you can close your eyes, that would be fantastic. Now, if you're driving or if you're not able to close your eyes at this time, that's totally fine as well. Just listen to my voice and follow along. Okay, so now we are aiming to clear the body of everywhere you've had a limitation with it, everywhere you haven't been present with it. And again, in this relaxation or this guided exercise, actually, this information has been modified from this amazing system called Access Consciousness. So now, go ahead and close your eyes. And bring your attention to your breathing. Now just notice your breathing. And tune in to your space and your awareness of you and your body. So when you have something with your body and you say, the problem is this, and you can't change it, the difficulty is not that, it's something else. So you've got to be in the question and ask, body, show me what it is we need to do or be or have today that would change all this right away. If you've been looking at something for months and months from a particular place that hasn't changed, that's not the problem. That's not what's actually going on. Now, it may be part of it, but if you're looking at that as the source, when it's not, that's not what's actually going on. There's some lie involved in there somewhere, which is precluding you from clearing it from your body. So you want to ask, body, show me the way. When you ask your body to show you the way, it opens the doors to possibilities. Do you get that the majority of the world thinks their body is a wrongness and they go into the problem of it? So how many fixed points of view, fixed thoughts, feelings, and emotions do you have with your body? Would you like to clear all that now? So go ahead and take a deep breath in, and this is how we clear. And release it now, all on the exhale. And if you know the pan pak, you can pan pak as well. So, wow. Thank you. So, interesting point of view. I have this point of view of my body. That's what you can ask and actually say to yourself, interesting point of view. So here are some questions you can ask of your body. Body, what would you like to look like? Body, what would you like to have? Body, what would you like to eat? Actually, you have two choices. You can either be in the question or you can create solid points of view to come to conclusion about what it is and what's possible and what's not possible, which keeps you in the limitation. But if you stay as the question, more and more and more space, more and more awareness, more and more and more ease opens up. And that's what we're talking about tonight, being present and more connection to your body. So what energy, space, and consciousness can you and your body be to create a physical reality and physiological reality beyond this reality with total ease? Everything that won't allow all that, would you like to clear it now? So take a deep breath in and release it all in the exhale. Or pan pak. Wow. Thank you. We're not taught to be connected to our bodies here. We have this idea that our bodies are all the fixed points of view, fixed thoughts, feelings, and emotions. When you feel disconnected from your body, or like you don't get much awareness from your body or connection to it, a lot of the time it is because you had so much awareness in the past that you decided that it was too much. And you couldn't handle it because nobody ever told you what to do with it. They never told you what it was. It was just being bombarded with other people's thoughts, feelings, and emotions and their judgments and fixed points of view. And that's where we're always doing return to sender with consciousness to clear that stuff out. And one thing you always have the capacity to do is to shut things out. And when that occurs, it also affects your money flows. It affects how you feel with your body, and it also affects your connection to other people. Because anytime you put up a wall, it keeps everything out. And everywhere you've cut you and your body off from conscious knowing, being, perceiving, receiving, and from the past and future that you could be receiving from, would you like to clear all that now, please? Deep breath in. And release all the heaviness on the exhale or pan pak. Wow, thank you. So now, here are some more questions you can ask when it comes to any limitations and any limiting points of view with your body. What other question or questions could I ask here? What other choices do I have here for me and my body? What else could I be here that would allow this to clear right away? In order to change anything, you have to be willing to be something you are not. What do I have to be or do differently to generate and create a different reality right away? So everything that won't allow all of that, would you like to clear all that now, please? Deep breath in and release all the heavy on the exhale for a pod and pock. Wow, thank you. So go ahead now and open your eyes. What do you notice? What are you aware of now? What if you were to write down any awareness that you have been receiving regarding your body on this, an awareness list of sorts from which you can be with and add to as new knowings come in, as we've done weekly. Okay, now, for my favorite part of the show, as you all know. I always like putting that disclaimer out, just in case you didn't know. And that is the live guest portion of the show. And I'm so excited to have this being on, this amazing being who is like the body whisper of bodies. And he's done so much amazing work. And so I would like to give you a formal introduction to Dr. Jason Rabinow. Now, Jason's work has evolved out of more than 20 years of study and practice, including Rolfe structural integration, chiropractic, various forms of traditional, somatic, and transpersonal psychology, transcendental meditation, hatha yoga, Pilates, clairvoyance, mediation, access consciousness, and much, much more. His original work called Ergonetics combines the best of Rolfing chiropractic and many other interpersonal healing techniques to meet his clients on the deepest level for the greatest healing possible. Integrating the many parts of ourselves, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, is key to having an optimized body and fulfilling life. And this is what Jason brings to the work he does with clients on a daily basis. So, without further ado, I would love to welcome Dr. Jason Rabinow to the show. Hi, Jason.
Hey, Dr. Sarah, how are you?
I am doing fantastic. I am so grateful to have you on the show.
Well, I'm excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So what if we just jump right into it? What if we delve into what it is and what the listeners can be with in order to be more present in their bodies and to be more in the space of choice and possibilities? So is there anything that you would like to speak to with that at this moment? Is this 10 seconds?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's such a big question. You know, I mean, what does that even mean to be with our bodies or in our bodies? You know, it seems like it could have so many different meanings. You know, in one way, just like when you start off your show with the meditation, just close your eyes, you know, from that space of just sitting and closing your eyes, you know, I've studied all these different techniques and different things to do. There are so many places to where that's the launching pad. And a basic thing is just to close your eyes and just kind of scan your body and notice what you notice. That's a really powerful tool that it almost, I don't know, I guess, I don't know if your listeners or people who already are familiar with meditation and that, you know, they already do this kind of thing, but just that act of sitting still with your eyes closed in a space where you're not going to be interrupted and you're not, you know, sort of feeling like someone could walk in at any time, or, you know, you don't have your spidey senses outward. You have your spidey senses inward. And you're sensing the whatever sensations you're noticing in your body. You could start at your toes. You can move all the way up to your head. Just noticing the subtle sensations. And that act alone is really, really powerful.
Yeah.
Studies in, you know, trauma resolution and that type of stuff is showing that that is a very powerful tool to start getting the body out of a state of fear or threat and into a state of relaxation and safety.
Yeah, which really speaks to the topic that we were focusing on tonight about being present. That's the quintessential space of being present, tuning in and aligning with whatever is in that moment and tapping into that. And it's from there, like you're saying, that we can really get clear of all the fear and limitations that the body can carry. But if we don't actually tune in and be present with where we're at right in this moment, there's no other way to access it.
Exactly. Exactly. The body is functioning in the now and only in the now. I mean, it almost sounds kind of dumb or obvious or I don't know, but like your body only exists right now. It's the only time your body ever exists. So if you want to actually, you know, and the idea that our, that, you know, I guess, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, I guess maybe coming off of Freud and all that, they were, it seemed that, oh, these people's problems, it's in their head. It's in their head. And it's like, yes, we have our conscious brain that interprets things and tells stories, but trauma and the things that really stop us and keep us stuck, they're actually in our bodies, in our nervous systems, in our tissues, you know, in patterns of movement and posture. It's in the body, and the body only exists now. So the only way to change those things is doing it in the now, which you have to be here and present to access. I don't know if that sounds ridiculous.
Yeah. No, but we're so much of the time distracted by our thoughts, feelings, and emotions, which is part of that cognitive part of the brain that is our limitation, basically. And that's the part we're always looking to clear out so that we can actually be present. This world and so many people walking around it aren't present. They're disconnected. They're in some other, really more in an unconscious space and just kind of going through the motions and not really tuning in to what this moment is. So it sounds really easy and simple. However, I have to say the majority of people in this world aren't choosing that. But there are those that are.
Right.
And those are people like us and probably people listening to the show, because you probably wouldn't be listening to the show unless you were looking to be something greater than what this average reality linear point of view of this world looks like. So
yeah, and so way we can say these people are not choosing to be present or awake, and at the same time, maybe said a different way or a different perspective on that is people live through their nervous systems. And if the nervous system is stuck in a particular state, then it might not actually be hooked up with their cognitive conscious mind. So they are, you know, let's say like sheep people or robotic or not present or going through life, you know, unaware. It's, they don't know they're unaware. Their nervous system is stuck based on events from the past, essentially. I mean, you know, for the most part. And so because all of that CPU in their computer and their system is being taken up by these unresolved tasks, you know, like on the computer when it's like task is like 48% complete or whatever. It's like there are millions of all running at the same time, and all the tasks are incomplete, and so there's no CPU left to actually process what's going on right now. So it takes, like, presence wakes us up out of it. Right. You know, it's
and,
both
and
the
that's
solution.
And that's the work you're doing with bodies. Like you're helping them awake and become more present in a way where they have been locked in, almost like this, where, and this happened to my computer today, where it just starts looping and or is constantly in a place where it's not uploading or downloading correctly. So that brings in a really good, that we all go, to our computers with. But, and we're probably doing the same thing to our bodies, you know, when our body, but we may not even know when we're doing it, because I agree, our bodies are the storing house of everything we've experienced, at least in this reality, in this lifetime. And even, you know, if we go as far as to speak to other lifetimes, our bodies can actually store that as well, because we bring in information, at least from this interesting point of view on it. So what my sense is that what you do, and when you work with bodies and the amazing work that you do, is unlock and release and clear the actual past and future of where the body can store the trauma. Would that be accurate?
That sure sounds good. I mean, I do my best, you know. you know, in a way you can think about it. I mean, there are kind of two main directions here. The healing, there's a way that sort of the healing or the catalyst for healing happens from the outside in, right? Like I'm outside my client working my way in. My client's inside and they're working their way out. And so there are those, you know, both directions there. So with hands-on body work and whatever, hands-on energetic stuff or hands-off energetic stuff, whatever, that's essentially me on the outside, either, you know, being a catalyst or helping to like wake something up or clear something out, you know. And there's on the other end, my client with the internal processes that they do. And that example of, you know, sitting with your eyes closed and just scanning your body and noticing what you notice, you know, that's from the inside out. And so healing, and it usually kind of requires both, unless you're going to sit on a mountain and fast for 50 years and, you know, like live on light, you know.
Yes.
It usually it helps to speed up the process to go in both directions. So we have so many techniques now. There's so much information now that, you know, I was lucky enough to kind of follow the different breadcrumbs and the different directions to get more of a whole sense of a panoramic view of all these things. Yeah, are we clearing? Yeah, we're physically clearing out some patterns in the tissue and the nervous system. We're waking the nervous system out of that frozen state. You know, being a human being or a humanoid or whatever we are, who even knows what we are, it's tough business, you know? I mean, it's tough business. Like, even people with really good lives still experience a lot of insults to the nervous system. You know, just walking across the street can be terrifying. Even if we're not noticing it, it's our body is an animal. We evolved to survive, and our nervous system, when it comes down to it, our nervous system is here to keep us alive so we can move our DNA, you know, to the next generation. And that's, you know, that's a big piece of our operating system and what it's going to focus on, whether we're aware of it or not.
And we're picking up, like you said, so much all the time, and our bodies are really not meant to store it. Like, if we could clear, and that's what you and I are doing in our different ways of showing up to beings, and everyone out there doing their own way of clearing and being, is really allowing a space for the body to be here in a way with more ease. And it's not by accumulating more in it. It's actually by clearing out so you have space in the mind, in the brain, in the body, in the being, so that you can live your life fully, but not be full and heavy and in a limitation. And so I sense that everything that we're talking about is really getting to more space, more ease, more joy for things to be in the flow so we can be present and be in our body.
I probably wouldn't
be able to repeat that if I tried.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, and just that idea that we're not really made to hold on to all this stuff. We're made to flow. And, you know, look at like some of the happiest people on the planet. I mean, I'm not a researcher. I can't say this with certainty, but from my perspective, people who live in cultures where they dance and they sing and they have musical traditions and they have community and they have all these things that on a daily or weekly basis allow them to move their bodies, move the energy through their bodies, get support from their community, feel like they belong. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like these super fundamental parts of how our bodies work, but we've lost connection with that in our modern world and culture that we're in, you know.
Yeah, and so many of us, I love that. It's almost like being in the allowance of just our bodies to function from a space that they're naturally meant to be, and that speaks to that. And how many of us are such natural healers that our bodies almost aim to heal other bodies in a way by taking it out of other bodies, but then we stick ourselves with it. So there's that aspect of it, too, that we may not even know, you know, someone we really care about, all of a sudden now you may notice that if someone is struggling or suffering, that all of a sudden you're noticing yourself not feeling well. Now, that's what's really important about clearing and returning and acknowledging what's going on and living from a conscious point of view so you can clear it, like, right away. And I sense everything that you and I are talking about, really it's directing people and our listeners to that space of do what works for you, clear what works for you, and be in that space of choice so you can live your life by being the difference rather than having to heal through taking it out of other people.
Hey, that sounds good. Yeah, I mean, and just to, you know, I think our time is probably running short, but also just in terms of, you know, you're bringing in this idea of some of the stuckness or some of the patterns that it's not just from our past, but also could be from our environment, you know, in the moment, from other people and that kind of thing. Just an important piece to just maybe add on to that is, you know, we've had this idea for a while, but they've actually proven this now scientifically. They have mutated genes in mice through trauma, right? So the mouse to a trauma, they can see the genetic change has occurred in the mouse. More importantly, that genetic change occurs for 7 generations. They look 7 generations down, and those mice are born with the same mutation that they created through the trauma on that original mouse. So we have past lives, if that's true. Maybe we were picking up energy from our neighbors and everyone around us and our family, everything. And what the hell was happening 7 generations up? You know, what is the ancestral lineage of our bodies and our DNA that form these bodies and that continue to form them and heal them every day? Mm. What's happening in there? So how much healing do we have to do around that? A
lot going down with that, for sure. Well, you know what, Jason? I would love to have you on the show again. Would you be willing to come back on?
Definitely.
At some point?
I would love to.
we can pick up where we left off, or we'll really just follow the energy, because I so appreciate this topic and this conversation, and I'm so grateful that you were on today. So thank you so much for being on.
Oh, it was a joy. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, so grateful.
Me too.
So now the question of the week. We're going to jump to that since we have about a minute or so left. And the question of the week is based on what we've been just talking about, Jason and I and you and everyone coming together on this, and that is, how present in your body are you being? So how present in your body are you being? It's a great question. And now it's not about getting an answer. It's just about being in the space of awareness with that. Just notice what comes up for you and be with that question this week and see what you're aware of. And I would love to hear from you. Feel free to post on Facebook, Instagram, you know, Twitter, any modality. Feel free to post it. I would love to hear from you. So next week, next episode, I am going to have guest Daniel Levin on the show. Now, Daniel walked away from an opportunity to run a billion-dollar business, to hitchhike around the world, to find happiness and inner peace. So he will speak to this and more. We are going to talk about conscious connection and really ways to tap into that in a really interesting point of view and from different points of view. So I look forward to having Daniel on the show. And that will be Monday, March the 18th at 6 p.m. So now, I would like to close the show by thanking my guest, Dr. Jason Rabinow, for joining us today, as well as thank you, listeners, for your amazing energy and contribution. I really could not do this without you. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And I would also like to acknowledge how grateful I am to be your host. And I look forward to being part of this journey with you, my friends. So go be and proceed and be this week. Be present in your body. And I'll look forward to talking to you again next time. Take care for now.